Thank you so very much for joining me today, lovelies. I want to welcome you to the Hotel Ivy, a stupendous and tremendous location between space and time, a interdimensional resort of sorts. We have many different amazing experiences you can indulge in while you're staying with us. And today, I'm offering you up a chance to roam our beautiful and verdant garden maze, known to contain such alluring attractions as strange creatures that go bump in the night, delightful, beautiful dryads, sensual, soft slime girls, and a few monster girls roaming around as well. We have all sorts of different things that we can offer to you. But there's even more. I guarantee you'll find it all once you step outside this door. So please do follow me into the Verdant Garden Maze. I'm going to have to help you, though, because you're going to have to step through this rippling wall of space and time to get there. And that requires a little bit of focus of the mind, so if you'd please be so kind to give me your attention as I help you to unwind and take the tension from you. Before you know it, you'll be through that rippling, swishing, wavering, flowing, flickering door. It's an important thing, after all. Else you might end up nevermore, and we wouldn't want you to stumble into Poe. That would be unfortunate. He's a really nasty foe. But once I've got your attention, I'm sure you can allow yourself to let go. After all, you do want to visit the Verdant Garden Maze, so it's not exactly a hard thing to ask that you go through with my plan. That's the problem with magic. It's a fickle thing, and it requires the most interesting ways of focusing the mind. Don't worry, though. It's just the beginning of an experience that I'm sure will be utterly enjoyable. So with a simple push, a little flourish of my wrist, feel that ripple in your mind. Imagine it might flow a lot like fabric between your fingers, or like walking through a waterfall. Or maybe it's a lot like falling. Who knows? It's an intense change, though, a shift of some sort. You might notice that you can give yourself a chance to listen, a moment to listen. After all, it's a respite. This is a vacation place, after all. Not a hard thing to do, but fall. So just allow it. Give yourself that opportunity. It's not a contest of ego. It's an experience we're going to share together. I have nothing to prove. I just want to welcome you in. So just to prove, you know what's inside. You read all the warnings on the brochure, after all. You have an idea of what to expect, so just let yourself through. Feel it stretch around you like a soap bubble that refuses to pop, shimmering smooth, and so much tension wrapped up in it. It's like walking into that wall of a soap bubble, and yet it never pops as you walk forward, stretching around you, worried that it might throw you back at any moment, yet it grows tighter and tighter and tighter until it squeezes around your mind. And with a gentle, soft, almost artificial, slick crack, you're through, and suddenly you're standing there, standing at the mouth to the sprawling maze, seeing in the distance rolling hills covered in trees and countless hedgerows, carefully trimmed, well-groomed rose bushes, lilacs, lavender, everything. It's a garden made from flowers as far as the eye can see, with a huge maze that sprawls out to the trees in the distance. Around is the sound of birds, the faint buzz of a bee here and there. The sky overhead is almost free of clouds. Not entirely, though. Just enough to make it feel comfortable. And the air is full of perfume and scent. And as you look down, you might see a few other goers here and there of the Hotel Ivy, wandering across the grounds, some with companions that are clearly otherworldly, some just sitting and enjoying the space. And maybe that's when you catch a glimpse of that face, a beautiful, tall and lithe woman, dressed in Edwardian styles, looking straight from the 1910s. and yet so beautiful, the clothing perfectly fitted to her form, showing off that smooth, gentle curve starting from just below the bust down to the hips that was oh so fashionable in that time. Well-structured undergarments display the best characteristics, after all. And she gives you a faint smile as she turns to disappear into the maze, and you wish that you could have exchanged more in that delightful gaze, a tantalizing look for sure, a beautiful look, and you can't help but want to find out more. You did want to explore the maze, after all, and if she's going in there, maybe you'll run into her again. So let yourself go. Walk across the area. Notice how lush the grass is for being so short and mossy. As you grow further from the hotel's main building, it switches gradually from grass to ground moss. So soft one could even walk barefoot, and you've noticed some do. There's even a little hutch into which one could place their shoes. And you say, well, why not? This is, after all, a magic land, and there is assurances that being barefoot here couldn't possibly hurt your feet. It seems like a nice way to relax, so you kick off your shoes and leave them in the little hutch and wander into the maze. It's warm and comfortable, not too hot, not muggy, just the right temperature. And as you wander into the maze, you begin to notice that even here there are flowers occasionally, tended little displays, vignettes and plays, statues abound, and, well, quite the interesting ones, to be honest. You find yourself looking occasionally, noticing that some statues are doing very lurid things, caught in poses that imply quite a bit about what those statues might do, noticing that there's sculpted bits of hedge in the same fashion. There's flowers that have little fences around them and warnings and explanations and placards of what they could do if you were to, well, take a deep enough breath of them or get pierced by one of their thorns. You wonder why they would put something out here that can reduce someone to, what's this one do? Oh, a mindless bimbo. Yeah, that seems a little dangerous to just leave out, and yet it's kind of hot. There's no... Seems like there's a policy by the hotel that if you do happen to get pricked by one of these, you'll be released at sundown, or at sunup, depending on which one comes next. So, it's not exactly like you have to be completely on guard, and maybe some intentionally indulge in these things. As you wander deeper, though, you find yourself drawn in a direction, certain that there's just got to be something this way. Noticing that as you do, the hedges here grow slightly more wild. The grass and mossy areas seem to pop out from underneath the hedges. Tall grass finding its way through, it seems unkempt. And yet, it's so perfectly placed, as though every single blade of grass was set by a master painter. And that's when you find the clearing. The clearing in the maze, with trees. Trees that are taller than the maze, that you never saw them until you came upon this glade. How interesting. And most fascinating of all. It is she. She who sits now, lounging at the foot of the greatest tree in the glade, smiling up from her book, looking at you. Looking at you like the painting that might have been a postcard over 100 years ago. And yet that smile says so much more. It's a beckoning. It's a call. Just like the first time that you caught her, you smiled, thinking, oh, please see me. Please notice me. And she does now, for sure. With a gentle look of the eyes, she's called you. And you can't help but be bound by that desire. You step into the clearing, feeling the faintest shivering of the air. Warmth grows around you, feeling your footfalls on the soft moss. Clothing feels almost stifling with the amount of warmth that blooms in your heart, looking at this beautiful creature. And before you know it, you're standing just next to her, sinking down to sit. And she, oh, enchanting she, looks up at you. Well, hello there, traveler, passerby. It's a pleasure to share my glade. I noticed you earlier. You seem to be bound to find me, and for that I'm grateful. I always enjoy getting to share with a welcoming toy. That might cut you off guard at first, but you can't deny that you have a certain feeling when you see such a prim, proper, well-composed being as this. She manages to look elegant while sprawling under a tree, leaning against it to read. Even now, as she looks at you, her eyes seem to flicker with emerald green, as though the sunlight was catching them like leaves in a tree. You notice her features are almost elven, her ears peeking slightly from beneath her hair. Around the edges of her hat, there are flowers peeking out as well, hair carefully bound into braids that begins to resemble roots. Her lips glisten as though they were dripping with honey, as though the lipstick she wore made them into something more. Her scent is irresistible, and her grin is all-encompassing. I see that you're fascinated. Perhaps you should join me. I can only see one future. You've stepped into this glade, and you want to know what it's like to taste from my bounty. Isn't that right? You can't help but nod, can you? No, there's no denying it. That scent is too much. That smile, that willful welcoming of you. And you nod. Good. I'm glad. I'm so very glad. I can't help but want to, sample the guests. And you look like you're the one I want today. She beckons you closer. You find yourself shrugging off your top. Your clothes falling away from you. The warmth, too much to be fully dressed at this point. Gotta at least ditch one layer, you tell yourself. She doesn't seem to care. In fact, she smiles broader as she pulls you closer with her gaze. Kneeling beside her, she lifts up onto her haunches and gives you a soft, gentle peck on the lip. And oh, how wonderful it is, like tasting of the finest honey, like drinking freshly made tea, like the most refreshing lemonade one could ever have, an electric experience only in the sense that it lights up all of your nerves. Oh, how good that felt as it flows inward into your mind, swirling like roots and vines growing out from the center of that kiss into you, a bouquet of flowers and scent as you find yourself sinking into the experience. Good. What a delightful little trinket you're going to make. I do ever so love making new statuary or new dolls. You nod. Everything is right, after all. When you listen, when you let yourself be tended, cultivated, trimmed, grown, you nod and you sink as she pulls you in, gently letting her soft, delicate hands flow across you, your mind muggy with the intensity of that one kiss, as though someone had let loose the ichor of submission in you. Tree-like growth, power and strength gone into submission. That kiss has turned you into a doll in this lovely dryad's hands to be played with. I love the way humans fall underneath my nectar. It's always so wonderful the way your eyes glaze over. You're much happier to be tended to like this, aren't you? You could just drift off to sleep in my arms, couldn't you? Wouldn't it be nice to lay here for a while and drift and float and flow to let that warmth wash through your mind and wake up posed and poised by me? Or maybe I could turn you into one of us and you could join me in tending our glade, our clearings, our groves, our trees, our plants. Your mind grows still and calm as you drift deeper still. And with a gentle flourish, she pulls you in until your face is resting against her bosom, your eyes flickering open to catch that grin, noticing the faintest of bark-like textures flickering up her cheeks like carefully placed makeup. Her eyes glowing truly like green fire. And down she comes in, my lips dripping now with that nectar, that sweet honey that seems to flow from fang-like protrusions in her teeth. As she kisses you, it's like taking a shot. Strong, it burns, it's intense, and it flows into you. She bites your lip. She licks just a little bit of it off of you. But everywhere it touches, it's numb and electric. She pulls back and in again. Fingers brushing through your hair, pulling you tighter. Finding her clothes being pulled slightly to the side, revealing bountiful breasts as buttons are released. And zippers go. You can't help but notice that they drip too with that nectar, that ichor. Oh, she squeezes a little more from it. This flows so dark by comparison. Gold, like true honey now, instead of amber, like syrup. She licks some and then smears it across your face, and it ignites inside your mind, feeling yourself wound and bound inside of roots and tangling undergrowth until all you can do is look up upon your mistress with wonderful rapture in your mind, delightful bliss, and oh so wonderful of a thoughtless experience. Good little toy, a sweet little trinket. Feels good to taste for me, doesn't it? I get the feeling that if I keep rubbing this on you, your poor little brain is gonna break. And you're probably going to lose what little thoughts you have left. There's a good chance you'll just be a mindless little thrall, a little doll, a little empty, air-headed tender of the flowers. You nod vacantly, feeling your mind glazing over with the syrup as she goes in and kisses again, hands slipping lower, finding their mark underneath your own clothes, grabbing you just so, touching you just so, getting exactly in the right spot to send you spiraling into the pleasure. There's another kiss, another lick, another droplet of ichor. It flows into your head, taking your thoughts and dissolving them into syrupy nothingness, unable to focus, unable to do anything at all except for fall into the pleasure as it pulses and grows and coils and wraps like vines, like warm syrup flowing, like honey drizzling, kissing and pulling, guiding you deeper and deeper into the mindlessness of a dryad's servant, of a dryad's doll, your thoughts crystallizing into nothingness, warmth radiating from kiss after kiss, hands driving pleasure into your body, racking it more and more with that ecstatic joy. It's too much for anyone to resist. And you can't help but be pushed higher, pushed more, built up and up and up, mind about to come apart, body about to come. It's impossible to resist the pleasure of that ichor, of that honey, of those kisses, those nips, those hands all across your body, seemingly finding every tender spot, every delicate place, and working in more of the sap, as though you were being filled up with it, as though your thoughts were being encapsulated in the honeyed warmth and pleasure. It grows, and it grows, and all you can do is gasp and moan like the helpless thing you are. And you know inevitably that when you do tip over that edge, your mind will be gone, and in its place will be a sweet, giggling little dryad doll. It doesn't matter what you were. You know this is inevitable, and it is exactly what you want now that you've tasted the honey, the ichor, the delightful pleasure of the dryads. And oh, it is sweet, it is wonderful, and it is so much that your brain is coming apart at the seams. The bliss grows and grows and grows, and it tilts over the edge inevitably as you come to pieces, into warmth, into honey, into nectar, into pleasure, your thoughts broken, your mind gone into drifting joy. Tasting the dryad on your lips, fading into darkness, slipping into sleep, because it's all so very wonderful, so very much. You can let the bliss take over and guide you down into the bosom of the dryad, knowing that you can be that good little doll now. Drift and fall and slumber. Let yourself be. Calmness spreading through, placid relaxation too, easily, wonderfully, completely enthralling. As you drift, it feels good to relax, and it feels wonderful to drift. And as one does drift, as one does gently flow through time and space, nightfall will eventually come. Dozing against the bosom of a dryad, it's easy to let go and drift in that time, to let go of space, to let go of place, to be uncertain if it has been all afternoon or just a few minutes. But one thing's for sure, sunset has come, and with it you are released. Let go to be yourself once more, to be as you were before you entered this maze, before you got focused in, wrapped up, and pulled in by the will of a dryad, free once more to return to your room, to your space, to go back to the main areas of the Hotel Ivy. Let yourself drift back so easily, the magic unbound from you. As you come to, allow yourself to drift up. Take a moment to breathe in deep. Let the world grow around you. Let yourself focus and feel and take in everything around you. Stretch a little. Give yourself a moment of presence. And I'm going to give you a nice little count to help you get back to wakefulness, back to awareness. Perfect. Thank you so much for being so good for me. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, on the verge. Four, and five. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wide awake for me. Thank you. I'm really glad that you enjoyed that as much as I did. And of course, have a great rest of your day. Also, if you did happen to listen this far, I think it is fair to advertise for my Patreon. You have listened to the entirety of the file, which means you enjoyed it and probably want more. And the best way to do that is to support me through Patreon, as, well, making these files does take time and money. And I can only do it because of the wonderful support of my patrons. The benefits are numerous, including early access to all files before they go public, and a whole lot of other benefits. I would recommend checking it out.